It was an absolute and total disgrace, the weeds that were along the side of that four lane, as well as that, the amount of debris that was on the cycle lane, as well as that, the central reservation there where the trees are grown, the grass is overgrown, and the grass is nearly as tall as the trees that are there, and indeed some of the trees are dying. It's an awful disgrace to see that when you think of all the great work that the tidy towns do. The council are not getting sufficient funding from PIA for maintenance in relation to the four lane, as well as that maintenance of our greenways and trails and paths. The TIA have to come up with more funding.
We've also seen discussion at meetings raised by your colleagues regarding, say, the Green Connect Linear Park and so on, that maintenance there is a problem as well. A lot of work being done. It seems the council is getting plenty of money to make progressive developments, but it's not getting the money to maintain those developments, and that's proving a major problem.
This is the whole thing. It's great to see the progress and the amount of money that has come into the county over the last number of years in relation to paths and greenways and the linear park. It's one thing having it, but upkeep and maintenance is hugely important. There's nothing worse than to see weeds and grass growing up and along paths. The council usually have a delegation once a year, the month of November, with the TIA, and I'll certainly be prioritising more money to be allocated by the TIA to Donegal County Council for maintenance.